Okay, Pentecostals. You know, that came about hundreds of years after Christ started the New Testament body. Every single denomination, non-denomination, and the fringe groups we find out there, hundreds, if not a thousand years after Christ started the New Testament body. So we're encouraging you to forsake that and get back into the New Testament scriptures that Christ started his new body, or his New Testament body, right? And that would be in the New Testament scriptures by being repenting. We'll go through the gospel if you want. You got to repent.
Yes.
So if you have faith in Christ, you repent, turning of your mind and your ways to his ways. And if you do that, you'll be born again, right?
That's
the Holy Spirit will come within you. And now your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. You're going to obey in all things, right? And then we're going to endure into the end. Keep doing that, lest we lose our soul.
Yes.
We'll go back to the obedience part. This is Satan's kingdom. You realize that? We're living and walking in Satan's kingdom. You're born into Satan's kingdom in the flesh.
The world is Satan's kingdom.
You're right. It is. Yep. And we have to be born into God's kingdom, which means we turn away from Satan's kingdom. Even all this stuff. Idleness. It's not yet. You're not in your head. It's not redeeming the time, because a true saint of God would want to be preaching the gospel, right? Holiness for women.
Yes.
Check it out. 1 Corinthians 11, 1 Timothy 2, 1 Peter 3.
Well, I've read the Bible through and through.
But we have to obey it too. I love you. You got to go deeper. Our email's on that card. I'd love to hear from you. It looks like your friend doesn't want to talk.
No, so, she doesn't. Well, the idea is, like I said, I came here to live with her because I'm a widow too.
That's what it is.
But I always was.
That's fine. But what you want to do is you want to seek after truth. No matter who comes with you or who rejects you, right?
I want the truth and I go for the truth.
But not at the Pentecostal churches. You go to her church?
Now, yeah.
Okay. You need to repent of all that. It's made of man. It's not made of God. What you need is, if you truly are a born-again child of God, you need your willing spirit, the Holy Spirit to help you, and God will guide you to the scriptures and you follow and obey. That's what you want to do. But they're practicing all those sins that I was just talking to you about. They don't even teach women how to be godly, holy women in there. Do you see that? Because you were kind of nodding your head on some of that when I was talking about personal holiness.
I know. Well, my sister, last week, no, 2 weeks ago, I just had my little bra strap showing. You're a widow, you shouldn't be showing that, and I'm like, okay, well, I was ready to kick her.
Well, she got a point on that one, but still there's more to it. It goes deeper than that. We don't need to go there. The gospel is the foundation. Make sure, test yourself, make sure you're truly born again, not born into the Pentecostal faith, because that's not of God. You got to be born into the true faith. I'm not saying you're not. Paul says that we're all supposed to examine ourselves.
That's right.
Right.
All right.
Well, let me know how I can help you.
All right. Thank you.
Go deeper. Test yourself to the Word.
Oh, yeah. Well, I wanted to become a minister, and I'm not sure if I'm going to do it or not.
Well, the Bible says that women are not supposed to be teaching men in the body. We can be out preaching the gospel, and we can be helping other women, but that's a role that God gave to the men. So to be a minister, now you can minister to women and help them. Maybe that's what you meant.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Take care. It was good talking. Go deeper.